fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 31st day of January, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We got a very special show today that we'll be getting into in a moment. Our prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to acquire and learn to use primitive weapons. Primitive weapons. That would be bow and arrow, crossbow, slingshot, tomahawk. All those primitive weapons are fun and they can be useful, and of course they can help protect innocent lives and property just like a firearm can. That's your prepper tip of the day. We do have my friend Steve Hunt patiently waiting in the green room. Steve is the proprietor of my new sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial. That website is goldwealthfinancial.com. We're going to talk about anything and everything to do with why people should consider owning physical gold and silver as part of their portfolio. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Really good. Steve, you've been at this, your own business here for 17 years, haven't you, sir?
Correct.
My goodness, and you're down in the Metro Phoenix area?
Yep, we are in Cave Creek, Arizona, just north of Phoenix, where it's nice and warm and no snow.
And how warm would that be, sir?
It's in the mid-50s right now.
That's once it's 55 degrees, I'm ready to get my motorcycle out. That's great. well, Steve, I've anybody in what's called the alternative media and the patriot community, we hear and see lots of things about gold and silver, but some very foundational things here. First of all, the first paper currency that we're aware of was issued by Genghis Khan. And if people did not, and Genghis Khan, of course, conquered a big chunk of the known world at the time. But if you did not accept his paper currency, he had a way to make sure you did, because he threatened to have his people cut your head off if you did not accept the paper currency. Pretty dramatic, to say the least. But there's also a several thousand year track record of each and every time paper currency has been used without exception. It's ended up being a disaster, hasn't it, sir?
Correct. And we are right now the longest country ever to have the world reserve for a paper currency that's not backed by anything. And no country has ever sustained it, and everybody's collapsed from it. So it's like a ticking time bomb.
Right. Well, when I took college economics, I think the year following, I think it was 19 year, you know, the year following going off to gold standards would have been 1972. And this economics instructor said that what makes our money valuable is the debt and the interest that it bears. It didn't make any sense to me at the time, but that's what the value is measured in, is by the treasury bonds, which pay interest, isn't it?
Correct.
It sounds kind of convoluted and a house of cards that so far has stood the test of time for not quite half a century. I think people would be well advised to do their homework and see what happens to all, and there's a term also called fiat money, that's F-I-A-T, which is, of course, when it comes to automobiles, it's an acronym which stands for fix it again, Tony. But with this particular word, fiat money, tell us what fiat money is, Steve.
Fiat money is basically a currency system that's not backed by anything. It's just a paper market that really is a government-issued dollar. And there's nothing that can really sustain the value of it. The country determines what the value is. You know, and to be honest, the real reason why we're still the world reserve is just because of oil. You know, the fact that we have an agreement out there that makes sure that every country trades oil in U.S. dollars is the reason why we still have the fiat currency system. If that were to ever go away, I mean, our dollar would plummet immediately.
And it would. Well, Steve, your company does what might be called coaching or counseling or financial management for people, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I've talked to any number of financial managers and financial planners, and they say, John, gold and silver doesn't pay interest. And my response is, well, your house doesn't pay interest. Art doesn't pay interest. Collectibles like valuable antique automobiles don't pay interest. All those things are considered good investments on one hand. On the other, you can't pick up your antique automobile and leave the country with it, at least not very easily.
Right.
And you certainly can't pick up real estate and leave the country. But you can pick up your gold and silver and go anywhere in the United States with no problem. United States possessions. If you're going to a foreign country, there might be some issues to deal with. But gold and silver are very portable, aren't they, sir?
They very much are. And you kind of hit the nail on the head just now. You know, a lot of people don't realize everything of wealth that you have in your life, you have insurance on. Your house, you have insurance. Your car, you have insurance. You really don't have any insurance on the dollars you have in the bank. I mean, you have the FDIC, but you don't really have any type of a well-being of insurance, knowing that the value is going to be there tomorrow if everything were to go boom. And that's what gold is. I mean, if you look at gold from the 2000 to today, and you kind of measure it with the price of groceries, you guys go out and you buy your eggs and your milk and your gas, and you see what you spent in the last 17 years, 18 years, and you see how much inflation has gone up. That's all gold is. It's a store of wealth.
And well, it is.
And it's gone from $300 up to, it's over $1,300 today, and it just keeps up with your purchasing power, and that's insurance. That's all it is.
My my grandmother was a countrywoman. If you ever saw Beverly Hillbillies and saw a granny, that my grandmother even had some of the same vocabulary, like a meal was victuals, for example. But she would sell a dozen eggs for one silver dime. That would have been 60 years ago, about 1959.
Yep.
Now, that same silver dime will still buy a dozen eggs because a silver dime is worth, what, $3, Steve?
It's about $2, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the silver weight alone is $2.
Just the silver weight alone, but the dime has some collector's values to it. So you can still buy a dozen eggs with that silver dime 60 years later. But the diamond in common circulation, well, you need a bunch of them.
Yep, exactly.
Because They took the silver out. I think 1964 was when did they take the silver out of our coinage?
Yeah, in 1964 it was still 90% coinage, 90% silver, and then in the 50-cent pieces they still used a little bit of 40% for a few more years. But in 1964 that was the last year for silver.
So the end of the end of 1964, that was it.
Yep.
Now there's some advantages to having hindsight, and I'm 71 years old, so I have this advantage of hindsight to see what's happened. I can recall my father buying gasoline for his automobile for nine or 10 cents a gallon. I bought gasoline for 15, 16 cents a gallon. Once again, that was with silver coins, if I wanted to use coins. So a store of value is important, and for our paper currency did have that storage of value from the founding, from the time the Constitution was signed until basically the early 1960s, didn't it?
It sure did, and that's the funny thing people don't realize is, gasoline, if you go back just 20 years, and you can look at the national averages on energy.gov, and it'll tell you that gasoline back in 1999, the average was $1.17. And today, you're going to pay anywhere from $2.50 to $3.50, depending on where you live in the United States. You know, has your job gone up three times in pay scale? You know, no one seems to wrap their mind around this, that, we're not getting 300% raises in 20 years.
No.
And you've got to find a way to maintain that. Otherwise, you're just losing money hand over fist.
Right. And that's where Gold Wealth Financial comes in. Gold Wealth Financial, by the way, has a telephone. I got a lot of listeners, Steve, that don't have internet access. And here's the telephone number. It's 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. One of the things you offer for rookies getting into this is your Rookie's Mistake Guide. Now, tell us about this free report that you're offering. It's a ink on paper report, isn't it?
Yes, it's a report that basically a lot of people don't realize all the different ins and outs when it comes to precious metals. I mean, a lot of people just see what they see in movies, and they think there's big bars and you have to have a lot of money for it. And that's not truly the case. There's a lot of ways you can invest in gold and silver. For one thing, you can even get it through a retirement account. People don't know that. You can buy physical gold and silver. There's even ways to have it sent, to a local depository or take possession of it through an IRA. There's just a lot of things that people don't know you can do to get, gold and silver in your hands. So it's not so much, about people that have hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's about protecting what you have, whether you have $1,000 you're trying to protect or you have $1 million you're trying to protect. Protection is protection.
Well, within living memory, and that's a term that means there's people alive now who were alive when this happened, within living memory, the United States government ordered the banks to open up safe deposit boxes and remove and basically steal the gold from private citizens. That's a concern, especially since it's happened before and obviously could happen again. What do you suggest for people to do to avoid that issue, sir?
Well, if you look back at the confiscation order back of 1933, basically they told you that anything that was bullion worth only its weight, content, and metal was subject to confiscation. Otherwise, it was a 10-year imprisonment and a $10,000 fine. And $10,000 back in 1933 was a tremendous amount of money.
Oh, my God, yes.
And
that was 2 years' wages for a working man.
Yeah. Exactly. And the thing is, if you're worried about confiscation, you don't want to buy bullion, number one. But number two, there's ways to buy this and make it so private that nobody knows that you have it. You can store it in your safe. When you buy it and sell it, you buy it as John Doe. And that's one of the things that we specialize here. And our guys are here to give you enough guidance to make sure that what you're doing is it really what you're trying to achieve. Whether it's privacy or you're just trying to get some insurance, whatever it is, we're going to hold your hand the entire way.
So the gold that was stolen by the federal government under Franklin Roosevelt was bullion gold and not gold coins or gold jewelry, either one, was it?
Correct.
Well, I guess that should give people some peace of mind. And I hope that it does. You offer gold and silver coins and gold and silver bullion. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we do gold, silver, platinum. Whether you want to buy bars or coins, we do everything. We even have some of the rare stuff for people that like to go to, you know, for example, Barrett Jackson type of people that like old collectible coins. You know, we do that kind of stuff that you can get into that has some extreme rarity to it, you know, if you're a collector.
I understand it's called numismatic value, and I personally don't advocate that, but if people are intrigued by that and want to do it, God bless them. Now, across your website here, this is fascinating, at goldwealthfinancial.com, scrolling at the very top of your home page are current metal prices in real time, aren't they, sir?
Yes, sir. You can always go to our website and see the update by the second, and there's charts and everything.
Now, these are prices from what platform is providing these prices?
This is the London Fixed Market.
London Fixed Market. Okay. Well, they've been at it for quite a few centuries, haven't they?
Correct. Yeah. It doesn't get any more stronger than that.
And there's a place called The City, which is the financial district, which is actually a standalone entity inside London proper. I've not been there myself. Have you, sir?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay. I think it may be fascinating to go there and have lunch or something one day. And if I have a speaking engagement, I wouldn't pay to go there on my own. But I would be fascinated just to take a walk through there and see what this place really looked like. So getting started here, a person's pondering what you and I are saying, and they're thinking about it. They may, if they have employment and have an IRA, now could they take their current IRA and have it transferred to become a gold and silver IRA?
You know, it's really tricky when it comes to current retirement accounts. If it's a retirement account that you've only received from your current employer, 9 out of 10 times you're not eligible to unless you were to leave that employer. Now, if you have money that's in that retirement account from a previous employer, then 100% you can move that over at any time because that's not obligated by your current custodian.
So, well, that would be one option. I'm just kind of thinking here out loud. If you had an IRA with a current employer, could you just leave that one alone, put it in suspension, so to speak, and start a new IRA using gold and silver with the current employer?
Yeah, you can always start a new IRA if you're trying to do, you know, typically some people do it for write-off purposes. But, I mean, really one of the things that I've recommended to clients for so long is, you know, if you're going to use private funds to do this on the outside of an IRA, you might as well keep it private. You know, buy your metal in private instead of putting it into a retirement account and making it public. So, you know, if you have that ability, you might as well take advantage
now,
of it.
Now, Steve, you mentioned having gold and silver at a local depository. Tell us how those are, where they're located, and what the cost is for storage, if you would, please.
Absolutely. So the main one that everybody probably knows about is the one in Delaware. It's called the Delaware Depository. That's the most recognized depository in the country. Brinks has a couple of locations, one in New York, one in Utah, that can be used. Depending on the custodian that we go with, you know, they have a lot of requirements by different depositories. We can try other local options, but those are the main three that everybody likes to use. They charge anywhere from $100 to $150 per year for storage. So it's not like it's a ton of money per month, but they charge about $150 a year.
I know in Metro St. Louis, there's a private depository. They offer bank-level security with their vault, and I haven't looked into what their charges are. But I've also been told, Steve, that some of these companies like Mayflower, the moving company, they also have secure storage, but I quite frankly haven't looked into it. Have you, sir?
I have not. I mean, really, if you're going to do that, you want to see what type of insurance policy they're going to offer for you. Make sure that they're backed by at least like Lloyd's of London. I mean, we have a couple of vaults here in town. One's called Mountain Storage Vault. You know, it's literally built inside of a mountain.
Really?
But, you know, I know their insurance policies, and you want to make sure because, you know, if you look at Delaware Depository, they're backed by FDIC. If you look at Brinks, they are not. They have their own private insurance program. So you want to make sure whoever you're going through is definitely going to be able to secure your money.
That's very important. Absolutely, it's very important. Well, if you've got a question or comment about what we're talking about, certainly welcome to call in here, ladies and gentlemen, at 800-313-9443. And, of course, we're talking about gold, wealth, financial. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I...
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about gold and silver. And my sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. Many people are unfamiliar with the benefits of investing in gold, silver, and other precious metals because they've had very little exposure to these assets. The United States gold standard ended in 1971. That means if the dollar ever collapses, your paper money investments could become worthless. However, by diversifying your portfolio, investing in gold and silver, you can protect your hard-earned assets from any future crisis or economic collapse. You need to check out their website. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com. And they have a telephone number. The telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you very much.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Morgan on Thursday, the 31st of January. We're visiting with Mr. Steve Hunt, the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. That website is goldwealthfinancial.com. If you want your free copy of Rookie Mistakes Guide, there's two ways you can do it. The quick and easy way, of course, is to go to his website, goldwealthfinancial.com. You'll see a little blue box to click on. It says Get Free Report. Simply put your name, your email address there, and it will be sent to you very quickly by email. Or you can call his telephone. And it will be delivered by the United States Postal Service. That telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve, I have listeners all over the map financially. I have listeners that have very substantial financial wherewithal and others that are getting by the best they can. But there's a place for all of them when it comes to obtaining gold and silver, isn't there, sir?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't matter whether like I said before, whether you have, you know, a little bit of money or not, or you have a larger position, you know, people need to think about gold and silver more instead of so much trying to make money as just an insurance position. You know,
absolutely.
Protect what you have, whether you have $1,000 or $1 million. You know, one of the people that, you know, says this a lot is Jim Cramer, actually says this on his show, that everybody should have a position, whether you have 10% or 25% or 50%. You know, you got to have whatever you feel is comfortable for you. And it's just about making sure that if everything were to collapse, you're protected.
Well, Steve, being a talk show host and having an international audience, I talk to people all over the planet. I lived in Asia for a year, of course. I've been to Europe. And people in the rest of the world have a much more greater understanding of the value of gold and silver. When I was in Vietnam, the average annual income for a Vietnamese peasant farmer was $10 a year. But even they had gold in the form of gold teeth. And when they would pass, the family's wealth would be stored up in the gold teeth that, of course, would be removed and taken to the gold market and sold. So within living memory, almost every other country, and of course all other continents, have had warfare within living memory. There hasn't not been warfare in the United States since 1865. So we don't have a living memory of how bad things can get, how quickly, do we?
No, we don't. We've been watching, you know, the government cover up a lot of things for us for quite some time, whether it's, you know, punch protection teams or quantitative easing. We've done everything we can to put Band-Aids on situations, so we don't really have to go through that anymore.
Well, that's our reality now. Everybody woke up the morning of September 11th, 2001, thinking, well, it's another day at the office, didn't they?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, things can change very quickly, and that's where gold and silver come in, to take care of the bad times. We have what appears to be the luxury of time right now. That might be a complete illusion, right, Steve?
Well, absolutely. You know, you can only put so many Band-Aids on something and hope that the leak stops for so long. And eventually it's going to all come falling down. Like you said, it's a house of cards.
Well, the time to get started is now. Don't procrastinate. I talk about energy cleaner procrastinators, but don't be a gold and silver procrastinator. Think about it, ponder it, and move forward soon. I would not wait months, even weeks. I would move forward. Get this Rookie Mistakes Guide today. Study it. Do your own homework, come to your own conclusions, and then contact Steve and his people at 480-440-7100. When you take delivery of that first beautiful silver coin or that first beautiful gold coin, even if it's a small one, you hold it in your hand, you think, this is great. I got something now that I can hold on to, and it'll have value in the most remote village of the Amazon, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. And on top of that, you know, the silver coins are great in case of financial disaster. If you need to barter with it or do something else with it, looks great to use.
And it can become part of what you leave your children and grandchildren, because it will never lose its value. Absolutely. Yeah. Steve, this is our first visit we'll have. We'll be doing this every Thursday and getting the word out here to people, won't we, sir?
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
It was a fast half hour. Appreciate you being with us, Steve. We'll be talking privately soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Steve Hunt, what a guy. What a great company. Gold Wealth Financial, a small company. You're not dealing with some huge outfit. You'll develop a personal relationship with one of Steve's people and get to know them. They get to know you, what your specific needs and concerns are, so they can meet your specific needs and concerns for buying coal, gold and silver coins, gold and silver bullion, how to properly store it, how to deal with all the issues that come up with owning anything that's valuable. His people are very well trained and very well educated to help you achieve those goals. Now, I'm really proud to have them as my sponsor, and you need to check them people out. Steve is a great guy, and he has great people working for him. We have a bottom of the hour break coming up here. We'll have Tom Berryhill with us, and we'll be talking about my favorite product, the energy cleaner. And nope, we don't have music yet, but it'll be coming up soon. Top of the hour, we're going to have a special show discussing the Tet Offensive. with two of my buddies I served with in Vietnam. Very going to be a great hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little song I wrote, I'd want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 31st day of January. Quick reminder before, it's not a reminder, this is a heads up. We have the Amazon products now up and running full speed. And we found out, we determined you need to turn off ad blocker for my website and Amazon to be able to look at these things. So if you have ad blocker on for the libertyman.com or ad blocker on for Amazon, disable those, and all the Amazon, there's hundreds of Amazon products that will come up at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We talk to my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, about this marvelous product called the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. And we start these conversations with Tom giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
You know, Tom, this is something I'm aware of, but anybody can diagnose or treat an illness or disease and not be sideways with the law if they're not being paid for it, which is what moms do with their children every day, don't they?
That's right, John. I never thought about it, but I think you're correct.
If you accept a gratuity and you don't have a license, then you got a problem.
Maybe so, yes.
Yeah, that is the way it works. Well, Tom, I was talking to a gentleman last night with some health-related issues. He just took delivery of his energy cleaner. We were going over the using the mattress pad, the bathtub method, and getting this guy going. And he was going to the dollar store to get the dollar store house brand batteries. He expressed concern they may not have the D cells any longer. And I said, well, what you want are carbon zinc batteries, regardless of manufacturer, on one hand. On the other, any D cell battery will work an energy cleaner, won't it, sir?
Oh, it will, John, any D cell battery. And the batteries are part of how this thing works. The chemical composition, the carbon-based chemistry in that battery is part of what makes everything happen. And I know it's hard to believe, but that seems to be the case. We had performed some early experiments using other types of batteries, rechargeable batteries, NiCad batteries, nickel metal hydride, and even a lead-acid car battery that was adjusted for the lower voltage that we needed, and it did not work. The energy cleaner would not put out the proper healing signal. So it does take a carbon zinc type of battery, and that can be an alkaline battery, or it can be the regular old-style flashlight batteries that were just carbon zinc. Either type will work.
Right, right. Now, if a person in the store looking to buy batteries, what would they be looking for specifically?
Well, just a D-type battery. And the ones that we talk about, John, the carbon zinc, and the reason I brought it up originally is because for very low current drain applications, sometimes those batteries will actually work the best. But it's so non-critical. Any D-size battery will work. And you're going to find mostly be the alkaline types. It's hard to find the old-style flashlight batteries anymore. I know the dollar store does carry them. I think Walgreens had them for a while. The ones at Walgreens had the battery case was a black color with the printing on it. You can find those. They work fine. But most people end up with the regular D cells that they can find everywhere, Energizer, Rayovac, any of them. They'll all work. But don't mix and match, and don't take some old batteries and mix them with new fresh batteries. Buy a fresh batch of batteries and put them in all at one time. You need 9 batteries, and the way they're packaged, you're going to have at least a couple left over, but you can use those in a flashlight or something.
Right, right. Well, what I do is I make up a handwritten paper tag, and I attach it with tape to the front of the energy cleaner, giving the month and year to change the batteries. So if I put fresh batteries in January 2019, the paper tag would say January 2020. Now, there's a reason for that. It's a very important reason. The reason is we need to protect the energy cleaner from damage from leaking batteries. There is a percentage chance batteries could leak that 1 year, but that percentage chance increases dramatically at the beginning of the second year, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, that's correct. And if you will just remember to change those batteries on an annual basis, you should be able to avoid all types of leakage problems. The energy cleaner can be cleaned up if it does get exposed to battery leakage. Simply take the batteries out, paper towels, damp paper towels, clean it out the best you can, if there's some stains in there, it's not a big deal, but you want to make sure there's no corrosion on the battery contact. So maybe some fine-grain sandpaper to clean them off if need be and put fresh batteries back in. It should work fine. If it does get damaged and stops working, we can rebuild any energy cleaner all the way back to the first one made. So we keep a supply of parts on hand to take care of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is a marvelous healing device. It's called the Energy Cleaner. If you're a new listener, haven't heard Tom and I before, here's your heads up. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. Now, I've just covered probably more than half of all Americans over age 50 right there with that one statement. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, let's throw another 20 or 30% in on top of that, 50%. We're talking about most Americans over age 50 here have issues with either arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, or getting a great night's sleep. These are the people that get benefits from the Energy Cleaner. Now, personally, I'm 71 years old. I'm a pretty active guy. I routinely ride a 750-pound motorcycle. I'm up and down ladders at my ranch, up and off and down on the tractor, down on my knees doing concrete work, carpenter work, plumbing work, electrical work. Of course I go to bed with minor aches and pains at age 71, just like I did at age 20, doing construction work in the summer. But I wake up pain-free in the morning with a great level of energy, having a wonderful night's sleep. You can also. Yes, you can. Tom, I don't have a count of how many energy cleaners I've sold these over these past 8 years, but it has to be several thousand, doesn't it?
Well, yes, John. There's about there's over 20,000 energy cleaners in circulation throughout the world on all continents, and we suspect perhaps Antarctica has some. And there, I know that there's a handful of energy cleaners being used on some cruise ships, so or even on ships at sea.
Absolutely. Well, that would be I've never been on a cruise, but if I did, I would take my energy cleaner and I would relax in the tub with the energy cleaner to get the most enjoyment out of being on a cruise. In fact, I should try to get some speaking engagements on these cruise ships. That would be a real win-win situation. But I shipped one to Australia 2 weeks ago with a mattress pad. We have a lot of listeners in Australia, and Australians are probably the closest to Americans in terms of culture and heritage and so forth, and a lot of interest down there in alternative healing modalities, isn't there, Tom?
Well, there really is, and I've always noticed that the Australians will ask some of the best questions. They're very, very in tune with what we're doing, and the same for New Zealand, John. I've shipped a lot of units to New Zealand and Australia both.
Absolutely. And I've shipped not as many to New Zealand, but some, and some to the United Kingdom. A lady in Spain, we had a really tough time getting one to her. A woman I'm working with in Ecuador, we're dealing with that. Two energy cleaners, two mattress pads. But we get it done. And there's always workarounds. I've had several, I can't tell you how many people in Canada, they have a U.S. shipping address, and they just drive across the border to have lunch, pick up their energy cleaner, and go back across the border. Lots of ways to skin these cats, aren't there?
Well, there really is, and sometimes you have to do that. Now, shipping to Canada is a lot easier, and we've had pretty good luck. It takes maybe a week to get there at the most. Well, actually, it's there in about 3 days. The big problem is it sits in customs, so it has to, I guess all bets are off as soon as it gets there. It could move right through, or it might take, another 3 or 4 days. But usually to Canada, a week, maybe a little bit more than a week, but not too much longer than that.
Yeah, most of my Canadian shipments go straight across the border directly to the person, but we get it done. Now, the energy cleaner puts out an electrostatic healing signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, and there's a detox situation going on here. It flushes out the toxins, brings in fresh nutrition, rejuvenates and revitalizes these cells to help you have pain relief, because it's healing the pain. It's not blocking the pain signal like a pain medication does. It's healing the source of the pain. And of course, same thing for your sleep. It helps you sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. And most people these days are buying a mattress pad to go with it. I just took delivery of another dozen Monday. They're all reconfigured, these mattress pads, and ready to go. I have energy cleaners in stock. Tom, I think I'm down to the last three right now, by the way. I'll be needing more probably soon. And get these things out. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I'm the guy that takes them to the Little Country Post Office where tomorrow evening at Cherryville, Missouri, you can get an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet with side dishes for less than $8. I put it on the counter. It goes out priority mail signature confirmation. And I do take MasterCard Visa. You can place your order for energy cleaners right there at my website. We have some issues we're dealing with. It'll look like it's not going through, but I take care of it with MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. If you want to send me a check or money, or you can do that. Or you can use my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Tom, the human behavior of procrastination is something that takes place all over the planet, isn't it?
It's the same everywhere, John. People, they let these health issues creep up on them. And I know several people locally that have purchased energy cleaners recently in the last few months, mainly as a proactive application. They just want to make sure that they're detoxed and they don't have any specific issues to deal with, but they want to be healthy and make sure nothing creeps up on them. So sometimes that happens. People let things go too far, and then they're really in trouble. But if a person would just get set up with an energy cleaner, put that pad on their bed, and just sleep on it. They don't have to do anything else. It's real simple. Just let it run, slide the energy cleaner under the bed. The cable connects to the mattress pad or whatever pad they're using, and all they have to do is just simply sleep on it, and they will go quite a ways to forward, making their health a lot better. I mean, it's really a great application to just be have better health in general without having to even focus on it. I mean, it's just there and it does the job. And you'd be amazed, John, how many people have done that. And then they report back that they just don't have any issues as they get older and they've had the energy cleaner for years. Right. They just don't have any trouble.
Well, I've been an athlete most of my life, and I hope to be training again to compete in 100-meter dash again this spring. But being an athlete means you're going to have injuries. That's just part of it, and all athletes know this all the time. But I notice with my injuries that I sustain, I recover more quickly, and I'm back to a full training schedule a lot more quickly. My grandson has a full-ride scholarship for football. He has an energy cleaner. He's hoping to become an All-American this next season. He has a real good shot at that, and he uses energy cleaner every night also. So both ends of the spectrum, whether you're a person with chronic pain issues that are debilitating or a top-performing athlete like my grandson, everybody has a need and a use for the energy cleaner, don't they, Tom?
They really do. And, you know, John, even the younger crowd, I know locally one of the ladies that purchased an energy cleaner for her own use, her daughter, who was involved in gymnastics and cheerleading at the local high school, started using it, and it finally got to the point where they were fighting over who got to use it. So her mother bought another one, and the daughter uses it.
Well, yeah, we've heard this before. Don't loan out your energy cleaner. You'll never see it again.
You'll never see it again. That's true. That's very true. But, you know, this young lady then had no aches and pains after their workout sessions and just all the sessions that they would do, training and everything else, and it really helped quite a bit. And the others that were involved took notice of this, and some of them purchased energy cleaners as well. So it's just an all-around good thing if you're experiencing any kind of pain issues or if you're an athlete and working out quite a bit. You will get muscle aches and pains, and this type of device helps quite a bit.
Well, Tom, there's a medical doctor in Metro Chicago, Chicagoland, that tells his patients, buy one of John Moore's energy cleaners. If it doesn't work for you, I'll buy it back. Now, that's the doctor giving his own personal guarantee because he knows what the energy cleaner will do. Now, I personally offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. It's highly unlikely, unusual, I should say, for a medical doctor like the one in Chicago to do what he does. But there are some exceptions out there. A lot of chiropractors using the energy cleaner. And I personally offer a 90-day money-back guarantee to give people some peace of mind. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday. He says, John, the price of this energy cleaner is 1/4 my monthly income. And I said, I understand. And once you get your energy cleaner, you'll be very happy with the results. And that's what we're looking at here, is happy people getting good results. Patriotic Americans with the energy to help make America great again. Right, Tom?
That's right, John. And, you know, as to the price, many people have complained about that. They just can't quite afford it, and times are tight, and they're scraping by. But then they're paying sometimes $100+ a month on pain medication. So they're paying every month for that pain medication, whereas the energy cleaner would eliminate most, if not all of that pain med.
So exactly.
Figure it out.
I know. It's an issue, and I respect that. If you have to save up for 2 or 3 months to get the energy cleaner, I've had any number of customers who've had to do that. One guy recently, his postcard was drawn in December, and he didn't have the money until this month to get his energy cleaner. And that's part of it, but you do what you got to do to achieve your goal, don't you, Tom?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, and people might be interested to know that when this thing first got going, those energy cleaner units were $3,000. So we've worked pretty hard. Yeah, we've worked pretty hard to get it down to an affordable price for everybody.
Right, and they were $3,000 a piece, and they were being sold as quick as they could be built, weren't they?
Yeah, people were lined up to try it, and they were purchasing the units based on what it did for them. They were happy to pay it. And I just couldn't see that type of charge for something like this. People couldn't afford it. So many people couldn't afford it, John. So many could, but many could not. And I just thought we really needed to get the price down to a more affordable level, and that's what we did.
Well, and that's good, because now it's at a point where everybody can afford it, some with a bit of a sacrifice, others it's not so much so, but with some sacrifice, everybody can afford an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it and get their life back. Chronic pain will take over your life one at a time.
Yes, it will. And the energy cleaner, I like to describe it as a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body. If you have a brand new battery in your car and you put jumper cables on it, the battery doesn't need any help. It's working fine. But if that battery gets sluggish and runs down, you're going to need some jumper cables. So that's what the energy cleaner does. It puts out that healing signal to any cell that needs help. Every cell in your body is a pump, also like a small battery. There's a potassium and sodium layer, and those two, potassium and sodium, are both metallic elements. They're not heavy metals like iron or copper, zinc, anything like that, but they're the metallic elements. And with an electrolyte, the water, so that forms a battery, and then those cells also have to pump fresh nutrition in and expel the toxic material. And those cells get sluggish. They start putrefying. They can form tumors and other problems. Your body cleans up most of it, but if it's happening at a rapid pace, like the old saying goes, one bad apple spoils a whole bunch. That can happen with one cell starting to decay like that and polluting others, and that causes a lot of trouble. The energy cleaner helps to clean all that up. It takes those weak cells and gets them working again. So that's what we're doing, and it's quite an effective way to clean your body up. If you can detox all the way down at the cellular level, your body will repair any other damages there.
Absolutely. Well, we have some testimonials at my website at thelibertyman.com. My friend Steve Whitman, he wrote a book. The title of it is Winning Life's Lottery, available at amazon.com. Winning Life's Lottery by Steve Whitman. In that book, he gives John Moore and the energy cleaner literally credit for saving his life. He had started using an engine cleaner only less than a month before he was shot three times with a 45 caliber pistol, twice in the torso, once in the right hand. And the engine cleaner, using it the month before that incident, gave him the strength and agility to leap off a backhoe tractor before the fourth and final kill shot. It's a wonderful testimonial. I have Steve on here about once a month. His new book should be published soon. He's become a novelist at the urging of myself and Tim Spencer. And it's a great testimonial people need to read. Now, my friend Tim Spencer, I presented him with an energy cleaner. It had the batteries in it already. It had at the time we were only using the aluminum screen wire. And he procrastinated for a full 2 weeks before starting to use it. And he regrets that to this day, 8.5 years later. He regrets those 2 weeks of healing that he missed. By the time he started using it, he was basically a semi-invalid and was getting ready to spend most of his days at the General John Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Within a few months, less than a year, he was feeling so good. He was riding his horses again, climbing radio towers, working around his ranch, things that he could not do before he was getting the energy cleaner. And his story is not all that unique or unusual, is it, Tom?
No, it's not. Tim was an extreme example, though. I mean, that man was on every type of pain medication. I remember him telling us that they would cycle him around maybe a month or two on one time.
Every month. Month they would change it out so he wouldn't become addicted. He took every prescription pain medication known to mankind for most of his adult life, from his mid-20s until about 8 years ago. And it was a dramatic change. And Tim was on the air with us every Thursday for a number of years. Our friend Diane Zerger was here with us for several years. Diane has bought, at this point, I believe, 12 or 13 energy cleaners. And that's where most of my sales are these days, Tom, is people buying their second, third, fourth, fifth units because they have a sibling or an adult child or a parent that needs help, sometimes a close friend that needs help. And they get the energy cleaner, they get this mattress pad, and that person gets their life back, don't they?
They really do, John. That's exactly what happens. And they're always amazed. And many times, same comment that Tim made, why did I wait so long?
Now, if you're a healthy guy and you're not an athlete who's constantly getting injured like my grandson or sometimes myself, here's what will happen. You'll sleep better than you have since you were a child. There's a guy selling these pillows and mattress pads on Fox News. He's become quite wealthy. It's a great service, a great equipment he's selling. But there's a lot of people with sleep issues, aren't there, Tom?
Yeah, you don't have to look too far to find that. Sleep issues, pain issues, just look around. Go to any store and watch the people hobbling around. They could all get some
Tom,
good,
thank you, sir.
Results.
We're out of time.
Thank you,
appreciate
John.
It. Okay. Okay, we got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with my friends Phil and Ralph, who are both intelligence analysts with me in Vietnam. We're going to talk about the Tet Offensive. Stay tuned.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.